Now, back to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CBUN, 1410 AM.
Barbershop quartet that consists, it's not a quartet, it's well over 100 women right here in the Vancouver area. There's quite a few groups, but this is the one we're focusing on today, which is the West Coast Harmony Chorus. And we have, again, in studio here with us, Corina Garrick, who is the musical director of West Coast Harmony, and Daryl Harmer, who is the team coordinator for West Coast Harmony. And we were talking about this incredible barbershop group of women, various in ages from 15 right through to 83 years old, that gather together every week to practice and rehearse, and that are, it's a whole community, it's a whole lifestyle, really, from what I'm hearing. It's everything. It's, you travel together, you compete together, you sing together, you learn together, yeah, you grow together, you woman and conflict together. You guys ever chocolate together?
We chocolate together. We are actually, our potlucks are the best things.
Well, I tell you, it's like a smart
thing. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's some great cooks out there.
You can invite the community in to eat with you. So you know, one of the things we were talking about before the break is all these extra things. I mean, you go and you compete. You've got this 2007 event happening in Calgary with the worldwide Sweet Adelaines competing together and singing for a four-day conference. Mm-hmm. And then I also noticed on your website, which is www.westcoastsings.com, and on there it talks about, like, you do Valentinograms and you sing. And I was saying that it would have been a great option to do that instead of shocking my son with a Marilyn Monroe impersonator. But so tell me what it is that some of the ways that you, obviously you raise money for those things. You charge.
Yeah, one of the commitments we made recently to the chorus was to try to raise money through performance, because it certainly benefits us to get out in the community and sing and perform. A lot of us really enjoy rehearsing, but a lot of our singers join to perform. So we do Valentinograms in February. That's in quartets. We send out 8 or 9 quartets across the whole Lower Mainland on Valentine's Day. And I think, was it $35 or $40? $40, and you get a rose and a chocolate and a song, a love song for whoever you send it to. And it's fun. We catch people in restaurants and work.
Yeah. And fun.
Yeah, a lot of the men, they really enjoy it, but they want to crawl under their desk.
Yeah.
You can see that, and the women will cry. And occasionally you get, the criers are hard to sing through because you want to cry too, and you're thinking, it's not about me. It's you. I'm going to sing. We do an annual Canada Day tour that's coming up on July 1st. And this year I think we booked Canada Place. We're going to be down there, which is really exciting.
Oh, that's
kind of the hub of everything.
It's
a great place to sing. Yeah, so I'm very excited. Our chair has managed to book that.
So what would you do on that day when you to talk about the tour? What would you do for that?
We get a grant for a bus. So we get a $600 grant. We charter a bus, and we get 55 or so of our members on that bus, and we go to a lot of the different Canada Day and citizenship celebrations, and we have a repertoire that's focused on Canada Day.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
you
Canadian
just go around
folk song
singing.
We do. We sing at parks, and it's a wonderful thing. And people want to hear singing, you know, when they're at the festivals and the different picnics.
You guys are so unique in the way that you're very, as we talked before, you're very animated. It's, you know, it's a musical voice, the human instrument, plus the animation of the way you present yourself.
Yeah, the whole performance. Our target is to reach the audience and involve them and engage them with our energy.
It certainly works.
Yeah.
I've been engaged.
Good.
So then what other things is it that you do?
Christmas, we regularly perform at Granville Island, at least the last 3 years.
Oh.
And that's one of the nice things that they do is they pay us a fee, but they also allow us, they match that fee with a donation to a charity of our selection. And
isn't that nice?
Since I've been in the chorus, that charity has been Margaret Dixon Transition House, which is the benefit luncheon that we met you at.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very worthy causes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then otherwise, we are engaged we do everything from birthday grams to convention performances. We sang at those two benefits earlier this year, Courage to Come Back and Margaret Dixon. And we've got performances coming up at Century House in New Westminster and the Delta's 125th anniversary picnic. And, the P&E. We usually appear at the P&E somewhere in August. And then our own show is November 27th this year in, where is it?
It's in Surrey.
It's in Surrey. Yeah. Yeah.
Where so in Surrey? Did you know where it is yet?
It's at the Bell Theater for the Performing Arts.
Oh, that's beautiful in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's your own performance that you put on.
That's us. Yeah, it's actually, this year it's an a cappella Star Search, so we're trying to do a little more outreach to youth and get youth involved in barbershop, and this is one of the ways this year that we're going to focus on that. The other is that we're hosting a Young Women in Harmony festival October 16th.
Oh, and what's that all about?
Location is to be determined, but there's a program through Sweet Adelines International, which is focused on young singers under the age of 25 and educators in the high school and collegiate school systems. So getting them involved in teaching and learning about the barbershop art form. So this would be a one-day workshop on October 16th where we would get groups of young people to come. Mm-hmm. We have a facilitator coming in to do some educational workshops. They'll get to sing. They'll get to perform at the end of the day, and they'll learn something about barbershop and hopefully remember that and take it away and remember when they get out of school to keep singing and to stay involved, because as an adult, it's very easy to let those kinds of hobbies fall away.
And how is it for you when you think, excuse me, about young girls, and I think about young girls, I'm thinking to myself that, you know, maybe you've got a young girl that's shy, and maybe she's sort of got, you know, that sort of softer kind of voice that maybe wouldn't want to stand out right away, but would like to be a part of a group to sing, sort of find her courage from the partners beside her.
Yeah, to sing in an ensemble is a safe place to explore that.
Yeah, and to get started that way. And that's very good to involve our youth.
Yeah.
I think our kids need to find that way back to something that gives them some sense of their own worth. They can use their own talent. They can learn skills. They can work together, as we said before, with the other generations where they're working across the board that way and to participate in those different events. That's such a great thing. And then, so then you actually support a charity yourself, then, is what you're saying, through some of the things that you do.
Yeah, the Margaret Dixon Transition House. Yeah.
That is your charity work.
Yeah, which is a transition house for women and children who are, I guess, leaving abusive relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways is the matching donation from Granville Island. We also make a donation as a chorus. We donate a portion of our Valentinograms.
Oh,
the house.
Good.
And we have one member who faithfully collects toiletries and sheets and bedding and the kinds of things that women and their children need when they're transitioning into their own apartments and homes. So we donate those things as well.
And that's so good, because then it's not just about what you do, but it's about giving back and you know pooling your resources together as women to give back to the community again.
Yeah.
Which is that cycle that should be always going on. We're giving something, but then we're giving back.
Yeah, when you have so much, and I feel we really do, we have a lot as a chorus, a lot of blessings, if you will, and you start looking around for, well, what could we be doing too, and reaching out to the community and getting involved in the community of Surrey now, which is where we're rehearsing, and getting involved with youth.
Which is really important.
Yeah.
And so, now, in your organization, are there paid people? Is the staff paid, or is it all volunteer?
It's all volunteer, but I get an honorarium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For doing your work.
Yeah. For this is my second full-time job.
Yeah. And it would be a full-time job if you're thinking about the songs. Who picks the songs, and how do you come up with the songs that you choose to sing?
I pick a lot of the music with the help of a variety of people. I have a music team that advise and support me in my role. But a lot of the music comes from members, or what I've fallen into in the last 5 years, and what I like about how we have been picking repertoires, a lot of the messages, as you heard in the songs we just heard, are very positive mm-hmm. messages of empowerment, or they are about the joy of what we do together. So they're kind of engaging with the energy of what we do, so mm-hmm. try to share that with the audience. Or they have strong female characters, so we're trying to pick lyrics that promote what we want with our women to experience anyways in life. Like, I think the one we're going to close with is Standing Outside the Fire, which is a song
I
about...
I love that.
And we sang that at the benefit, didn't
you
we?
Did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a song about, you know, go out there and live your life. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. You know, yeah, people are going to say this about you, but who's really living? You know, the one afraid or the one who's out there making their mistakes.
But isn't that so true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have original music at all that you ever use? Do you have people in your group that write?
We have a fabulous arranger in our group, Joey Minchell. We haven't sung any originals, but we have recently started talking about that.
Ooh.
Funny, you should bring that up last week. She and I were both talking about it.
Really?
How can we do an original? Yeah, because she's also a songwriter. She's a professional musician in the area, and she's recently joined our directing staff, so it's pretty exciting. Most of the songs on the CD you'll see are her arrangements, many
oh,
of them.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, very, very talented arranger. Very great creative contributor.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. you think, too, I mean, it's great. Now, because you sing these songs, do you have to pay royalties back?
Oh, yes. Yeah. All the copyright has to be cleared with the owners of the music. Mm-hmm. The royalties need to be paid, and when we perform them, we pay SOCAN, I think is the Canadian.
Yes, I'm a member.
Yeah, there you go. So, everything's, we're very aware that as artists ourselves as well, mm-hmm. and all the fundraising we do mm-hmm. to support ourselves, that artists need to be supported, and we need to
exactly
do that.
Yeah, and have the respect for the music. I think that'd be interesting, too. I think healing, some people use, especially if they're good at music, use their music to bring about healing to themselves, and a lot of songwriters, that's how they sort of, that's the therapy for them.
Yeah.
You know, they're writing out their words and their music and their lyrics, and it is therapy for them, and to be able to sing original music, too, is great, but it's also wonderful to hear songs that you've heard before done in this barbershop style.
It's quite a new treatment.
Often,
like the one you heard earlier from the Footloose soundtrack,
yeah.
Holding Out for a Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different than, was it? Was it Bonnie Tyler or was it Kim Carnes? His raspy voice sang, yeah.
But that's such a great thing, because you can take a song like that and adapt it to that many women, and it's still very powerful and effective.
That's what Joey's very effective at, is trying to capture that original intent in the a cappella art form. That's her talent as an arranger.
And are there members in the group that specifically only sing... I mean, I understand that, you know, the sopranos and the baritones and all that, but are there specific women that only choose to sing one type of music, or are they required, everyone, to sort of stretch themselves and play different parts or sing different parts?
Actually, each singer sings in a voice part. The parts are, they take the male names because it was originally a male art form, but it's tenor, lead, baritone, and bass.
Okay.
Bass is the lowest voice. So generally, if you're a bass, you're not really going to want to sing tenor. Plus,
right.
you're not going to want to memorize and qualify in your repertoire more than one part.
Right.
So generally, a bass is a bass. A baritone is like an alto.
And you get to stay there.
A lead is a melody singer, and a tenor is a soprano in another. It's the same range as soprano, but that's the tenor part. Generally, people stay there over time. Sometimes they say, hey, you know, I'd like to try something else, and they do. Or sometimes singers who are looking to develop, they're looking for a little extra... development will ask me if they can try another part in a new song, and that'd be great.
How much musical experience does someone have to become a member?
None.
Yeah. None?
None, really. No. Shower singers. We have everything from mm-hmm. shower singers to music teachers. You know, we have the
whole... Do you ever turn people away? Do they ever not make it in the auditions?
Yeah, we do sometimes.
And what would it be that... you would say, thank you for coming.
You know, we encourage them to keep singing, but some singers, a cappella is not easy to maintain tonal center, to hold your own against harmony parts, and that's what we do ask them to do in the audition. They'll sing in a quartet. It's fun. It's exciting. But if you have a tendency to sort of stray away from
lead.
Your part, into, yeah, exactly. Go back to melody. Exactly.
Yeah, you're like, I'm taking over here.
It's hard too, because as you know from walking in the door, generally people kind of fall in love with us and they really want to be part of this mm-hmm. organization. But we are singers first, so we
Yeah.
We have to have that level of quality to help us achieve our goals.
Exactly. And you can't have one of those. I know Kevin said to me, what about you? And I'm like, ah, no, I'm too much. Got to be in control. Been singing lead in band since I was 16 years old. It's really hard.
Yeah, and we have some great soloists out for the chorus as well.
Yeah.
And they find that ensemble's a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it really is when you are spoiled that way.
Or gifted that way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it depends on your perspective, I would think. Yeah, that's true. Well, we're going to just continue our conversation, hear a little bit more music as we end towards our sort of last show of the season here on Unlocking Secrets. And what a great way to close off the season with such beautiful music and a great outlet for women, a fun sort of lighthearted outlet for women and a positive thing. And we'll be back just here on Unlocking Secrets in just a minute.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.